With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
The Jurgen Journal, featuring Walter Winchell, America's one-man newspaper.
Walter Winchell was a legendary columnist and broadcaster of the 30s and 40s, whose newspaper audience at its peak reached 50 million readers.
His famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror and over 725 other newspapers, from New York to Shanghai, China.
More than a third of the country read him every day.
That's Michael Hare, whose book, Walter Winchell, a Novel, traces the life of the powerful columnist, whose voice was like no other.
Good evening, Mr. Listen, off of South America, and all the ships and clippers at sea, let's go to press flight.
Even though a lot of those columns were written by ghosts and press agents, every one of them carried the Winchell stamp.
Walter Winchell created his own vocabulary.
But more than that, he created his own rhythm.
A speedy staccato pattern separated by dashes.
It was so fast and electric and dazzling that nobody really cared very much whether it were true or not.
Some of the words Winchell coined.
Infanticipating, for expecting a child. Renovating, for divorcing.
In some respects, it's not surprising that few people today remember Walter Winchell or the names in his all-but-forgotten column.
Well, the soul of that column was its triviality.
Courted by thousands and fawned over by press agents, Walter Winchell was often mean-spirited and petty. When he died in 1972, there were only two people at his funeral. Michael Hare's novel, Walter Winchell is Great Entertainment, now a vintage paperback. Don Swain, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the 1930s and 40s, the hottest table in town was table number 50 at the Stork Club.
It was Walter Winchell's headquarters. He had virtually made the Stork Club by plugging it endlessly in his column.
That's Michael Hare, author of Walter Winchell, a fictionalized account of the powerful broadcaster whose gossip column appeared in thousands of newspapers.
London. The terms of surrender for the Italian army in Ethiopia have just been handed to Mussolini's representatives. London. Reports persisted in England today that the wife of Rudolf Hess has been arrested by the Nazi police.
Winchell started as a song and dance man in vaudeville.
He didn't really have a lot of talent, and he had a certain contempt for his audience.
Winchell parlayed a backstage newsletter he wrote into a nationally syndicated column. Hare says Winchell's greatest scoop involved gangster Louis Lepke of Murder Incorporated.
When Louis Lepke was wanted by everybody, Winchell put it out on the air that if he turned himself in to Winchell personally, Winchell could personally guarantee a deal.
Lepke did turn himself in to Winchell, but got the chair anyway. Winchell's power peaked in 1943 and 44. The real decline came in the mid-50s.
The country didn't need him anymore. He was a dinosaur.
Michael Hare says he began Walter Winchell as a screenplay. Then he realized that the real inspiration for the story was not so much cinematic, but literary.
When you read a book, you make a movie in your head anyway, unconsciously.
It paid off with Walter Winchell, a novel by Michael Hare, now a vintage paperback.
Good evening, Mr. Listen, off of South America, and all the ships and clippers at sea, let's go to press.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.